This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to be joined by Christina Faher. She is the managing partner of Faher Law in St. Petersburg, Florida, and practices in the areas of bankruptcy, family law, and small business matters. Christina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Seth.
Our pleasure. Let's go back in time a little bit. What inspired you to go to law school in the first place?
Ever since I was little, I've always wanted to be a lawyer. I don't think I've ever really wanted to be anything else. I think there was a part of my life I wanted to be a mermaid, but that's not really a good long-term plan. So I've always wanted to be a lawyer, never wanted to be teacher, dentist, doctor. This was always the plan.
So lawyer or mermaid, I see which one won out, because you know, the GREs and the LSATs and all, there is no mermaid cap for you to take.
There isn't. And it was slim pickings to find a job that would pay well for being a mermaid. So
I was going
to
say, other than working at a Disney park as Ariel, or maybe something in marine biology, it makes sense. Why did you want to be a lawyer? Do you remember?
I remember watching Perry Mason with my grandfather when I was little, and that was just one of the characteristics of Perry Mason, was always so dun, dun, dun. There was always that moment of aha and got you where he figured it out. And I was always so intrigued by that as a little child.
Awesome. Okay. So you went to law school and then became a lawyer. How did you arrive on the areas of practice that you're practicing? Because you could have practiced in anything. You could have done medical malpractice. You could have done criminal defense.
Yep.
Why family? Let's start with family law. Why family law?
Sure. So when I was working in a firm, we were doing practice areas not related to family law at all. We were doing foreclosure defense and bankruptcy. And that was when I just got out of law school, 2008, economic downturn was big. That practice area was huge. A lot of firms were hiring. While I was practicing in foreclosure and bankruptcy, we just had a client who was also going through a divorce. And they said, how can we help her? And so that's kind of how the family law practice got brought into the firm. I was one of the attorneys who was working on it, and it kind of clicked.
All right. So what do you like about family law?
I love the ability to help people. I think when we go to law school, all of us want that little bit of feeling like we can help people. And I really love that family law gives me the opportunity to help families in whatever way that is, help them make better decisions for their family, help them realize that this isn't working and what their other options are. So I really get to do the helping that we all want in the law.
All right, that makes sense. What are you helping them with? What are some of the most common issues that your family law practice helps families with?
So right now, my favorite part of the family law is the uncontested divorces. And that's just two adults who've decided this isn't working anymore, whether that's from whatever part of our lives, maybe living together a little too much in our COVID world. For whatever reason, we're just going to be adults about it. You're going to go your way, I'm going to go mine, and we just need a lawyer to help us write up that agreement correctly. So that's definitely one of the highlights of our practice here.
What are some of the most common mistakes you see those couples making when it comes to splitting up?
So a lot of times everybody has good plans, but they're not planning for that. What if it doesn't happen this way? So a lot of times I'll see an agreement mostly related to the marital home, that one person's going to live there and pay the mortgage and the other person's going to be bought out at some future time. What happens if that future time comes and goes and you don't get your payment? A lot of people don't think about putting those kinds of clauses in there, whereas a lawyer would think about, what if this doesn't happen? And we can build in protections for you so you don't have to scratch your head and wonder, uh-oh, what do I do now?
That makes a lot of sense. What you also are practicing in the areas of business and bankruptcy. Let's talk about the business department first. What does business law mean to you? If someone asks you, what is being a business lawyer? What do you do? How do you help people? What's the answer to that?
Sure. So I actually come in on the end of things. So my business practice is really in the, uh-oh, this didn't work out. We're seeing that a lot right now with restaurants who are struggling, and also a lot of brick and mortar stores who just can't make it in this COVID world that we're living in. So our focus on businesses helps to look at, what are our wind down options? What are our closing options? And should we consider filing bankruptcy for the business to kind of make it a cleaner close?
Can you expand on that a little bit? When you said like the wind down process, I'm assuming that's a business going out of business as opposed to a business selling to another buyer or something like that, right?
Correct. We're not seeing a lot of businesses being purchased right now. I think everybody in this economy is just kind of shell-shocked and nobody wants to make any sudden moves. So when we wind down businesses, when we counsel our businesses to do that, what we're really looking to do is see, do you have assets? Can you get rid of anything? Can you have assets that can be liquidated? Can you sell off any property? What money is there going to be left to pay you as the business owner, employees if you owe them wages? Kind of really taking a holistic look at what the problem is and how we can best solve it.
So does that also segue into the bankruptcy side of your practice?
Very much so. So in our bankruptcy practice, we counsel businesses both for closing, shutting it down, and we also counsel businesses as to how you might be able to reorganize your debt and keep operating. And so that's really the difference between a Chapter 7 bankruptcy for a business, closing it down, liquidating it, stopping operations, or a Chapter 11, which helps reorganize the business's debts and allows them to continue to operate. So a lot of times we see that if you have a balloon payment for your mortgage, for the real estate that you have, if you, because of COVID, maybe got behind on some of your expenses and now that's turned to debt, a Chapter 11 can help you reorganize, get back on track on a more reasonable repayment schedule.
Do you ever have any that encompass all three? There's the, we're getting divorced, we're going, business is closing and we're getting bankrupt, and maybe the business stress contributed to the marital stress?
Certainly. And that's exactly what happens. People who tend to have problems in business bring that home and that affects the marital relationship. Same thing if you have problems in the marital relationship, you take that to work. And as much as we'd love to keep everything separate, it's kind of our human nature. So that can certainly come up when business is bad, You're trying to figure out, do we close it down? Do we continue to operate? And what effects are that going to have also on the divorce? If we're splitting that up, or did we both own the business and now we have to split the business? Who's going to keep running it? Who's not? Are they going to get paid out? Are they going to stay on as an employee? All those sorts of things really need to be hammered out, and which is why it's important to have an attorney who understands the different facets.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. When it comes to the business side, I mean, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see business owners making when trying to find a way out from something that's not working?
The worst mistake I see is the just lock the front door and walk away.
And why is that a mistake?
Well, we see it so much in the news. So we think that that's the way you can do it. Why it's a mistake is most of the time business owners have personally guaranteed debts, contracts, leases, those sorts of things. So just because you locked the front door, just because you're not operating anymore, that doesn't mean you're not going to be liable for those business debts. That means they can come after you personally. So now we have to be concerned about your home, your car, your stocks, your bank accounts, all of those things you could put in jeopardy by just thinking locking the front door is the way to deal with it.
That makes a lot of sense. Can you talk? I know obviously client confidentiality is a significant thing in the legal space. Can you talk about a hypothetical client, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, who might resemble somebody recent that you're not telling us about, and talk a little bit about what they came to you with and how you're able to help?
Sure. So we have Mr. and Mrs. Jones who have decided they really aren't good together. They both have kids. They both love their kids, but they don't really know what to do about the kids. And they have different ideas as to how much time they should be sharing with their kids. And so the word in Florida really is time sharing. We don't use the word custody anymore, but we can work with those parents to help create a parenting plan that talks about not just where little Johnny or little Susie are going to sleep at night, but also what are we going to do about their school schedule? What are we going to do about extracurricular activities? How are we going to allow them to communicate with the other parent? And all of those details that sometimes slip our minds, you know, we just want to think about, okay, where is Johnny going to sleep at night? Who's going to pay for Susie's braces? But we get to think about all of the details so that the parents going forward have a really clear picture of what that schedule looks like. And that structure is going to be super important to the kids to keep some kind of routine through this big change in their lives when their parents aren't in the same household.
That makes a lot of sense. I know that you are giving advice every day. What's the best advice you've ever gotten?
The best advice ever gotten was don't be too big for your britches. And I think that's really important that we all just take a step back and really appreciate what we do have. These past 2 years, if it's taught us anything, is it's been tough. And I think we really just need to step back, take a breather, and just really appreciate everything we have and everything we can do for ourselves and for others to make this a really good community.
Oh, that's great advice. If you could go back in time and give yourself some advice from when you started, knowing what you know now, what would you tell yourself?
I would tell myself to be the person I want to be for my clients. Sometimes as a younger attorney, we feel like we want to please everybody and we want to make clients feel more comfortable by telling them the things they want to hear. I think as a counselor at law, as an attorney at law, our job now is really to tell the clients what the end result could be if they follow through with their course of action. Sometimes people need to know the worst case scenario in order to make the best decision possible. It's not my job to make your decision for you. It's my job to kind of lay it out on the line and tell you what your results could be if you go with door one, door number two, or door number three.
That is great. Standard, we wanted to issue a legal disclaimer. Christina is in the state of Florida. If you are not in the state of Florida, seek counsel in a state you are licensed in. We are not giving any legal advice on this podcast. Christina, what else do you want to share that I haven't thought to ask you yet?
Well, I always, you know, people always say, well, where do I start? I decided that maybe I don't think I want to be in a relationship with this person anymore. What do I do? Where do I start? And so our website has great information. We have free legal sources about the checklist of documents you should have if you're thinking about filing for divorce. Get your finances in order, get your ducks in a row, start thinking about how to have these difficult conversations. And so definitely going out to reputable sources to find those first steps, how to have those conversations, and what mental place you need to be in to decide whether you want to stay in this relationship or whether you're ready to go.
And for our folks watching and listening who want to learn more about you and Fayher Law, where is the best place for them to go?
All of our information is at www.faherlaw.com. That's F like Frank, E-H-E-R-L-A-W.com. You can get in touch with us there. You can schedule a consultation. You can read our blog, get free resources, review our frequently asked questions. It's all there.
All right. Well, then this has been Seth Green with Christina Fayher of Fayher Law. Special shout out to Robert Lehman, the financial advisor who introduced us. Christina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Seth.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We will see you or talk to you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.